You've been teasing me all afternoon. A little look here. A little touch there. Running a finger up my arm, over my shoulder, down my chest. Even the occasional little wet press of the lips against my neck. All day. You'd kept me on edge, wondering when things were going to escalate. I almost asked you. Almost begged. But I know that wouldn't work. The satisfaction you get from seeing me suffer, from seeing how badly I want you, but being unable to talk about it, to ask you, to beg you. That was the fun for you, and I wasn't going to take it away. So we sat on the couch, and we drank our mugs of tea, and we watched the TV, and we sat close, and you brushed against me, a light hand on my cock for a moment, tracing up and down my thigh, pushing your breasts into my arm. And I did nothing, because I knew that's what you wanted. There would be other times, times when it was my turn to tease, to torment, to enjoy. But this was your turn. I wondered for a while if this was going to carry on till tomorrow. If you were going to enjoy sending me to bed desperate and wanting and having nothing. And that would have been okay too. I'd be anything you wanted. Anything you needed. But that's not what you wanted. When our show was over and our mugs were empty, and I was just at the edge of sleepy and horny, you took me by the hand and pulled me up from the couch. You held my hand as you walked towards the bedroom, and I followed meekly behind. You stood me up in front of the bed. And you went back and closed the door. Turned the lights low. Put on a playlist you must have made for just this moment. It throbbed and pulsed like my cock was throbbing and pulsing in my pants. You stayed dressed and began to undress me, starting with my shirt. Each button, one at a time, slowly opening it, slowly revealing more of my skin to your eyes. You pulled it down my shoulders. I turned around so you could pull it over my hands and take it off, but you didn't. Instead, you wrapped my shirt around my hands. Tying it in a knot, tying my hands securely. I turned around to face you, surprised. You looked me in the eye. You put your hands on me for the first time, right on my chest, your hand caressing over my nipples, and then you pushed, and I tumbled backwards into the bed on top of my hands, pretty much unable to control where I landed. You had me lift my hips, and you pulled my pants down, exposing my cock, exposing my thighs, my knees, my shins, and over my feet. Now, I was completely naked, and you were still fully dressed. You stepped back a bit. You smiled and looked at me. You walked around the bed and looked at me from every angle. And there was very little I could do. I couldn't hide. I couldn't cover up. I was completely exposed to your eyes. You took one hand, and you traced up from my foot, up my leg, up my inner thigh, to my hip, taking special care, I think, not to touch my balls, not to touch my cock. Just the skin you wanted. Just the feel of my warm skin. You went for my ribs next. You know I'm sensitive. Lightly, lightly running fingers over them, making me squirm. Your fingers ran up, over my armpit, tickling, and then up my neck, onto my face. You ran a finger over my lips. I opened, and you pushed a finger in, letting me suck it for a moment. Get it wet, you told me. And I did. took your wet finger and rubbed a circle over my nipple. First one, then the other, staring me in the eye the whole time. Back to my mouth, you pushed two fingers in, pressing down on my tongue, pressing further than I was used to, making me worried I would gag or choke, but I didn't. With my hands tied behind my back, I had very few options anyway, but to just do what you wanted. You withdrew your fingers from my mouth, and now you touched my cock. Just with the tips of your wet fingers, running up, running down, tracing a little circle just at that spot, the one you know drives me crazy, right under the head. I was already so hard for you. I started to become leaky, to whine a bit. You put your whole hand around my cock and gave it three quick pumps until my hips were jerking. And then you pulled your hand away, still looking me in the eye, smiling, laughing a bit. And that's when you kneeled down next to the bed and got it out. The blindfold you'd put there earlier. You placed it over my eyes, stretched the elastic over the top of my head, and holding the back of my head with your hand, lifted up and pulled the strap behind my head. It wasn't on perfect. I could see a bit of light out of the bottom, but I couldn't see you and what you were going to do next. And I know that's what you wanted. Now, everything was heightened. I held my breath to try to hear what you would do. I tried to feel where you were in the room, tried to catch your smell, feel the change in the pressure on the bed. Listen for the depression on the floor as you took a step. I felt something at my lips. Was it a finger? Was it a nipple? Was it the palm of your hand? It was hard to tell. I made a greedy attempt with my mouth to taste it, but it was gone before I had a chance. Then a hand, I'm sure, on my hip, caressing, feeling for the bone, tracing around, and a mouth sucking on my left nipple, hard. I couldn't help myself. I began to moan. You weren't even touching my cock, and I could feel it dripping onto my belly. I tried to stay silent, to listen for you some more. My heartbeat was so loud, I was sure you could hear it. And I could feel my cock jump and throb with every beat of my heart. Oh, fuck. You noticed, I'm sure, because soon you were touching my cock again. Just lightly, with the lightest hands. Stroking with a finger, with a thumb, it was hard to tell. Maybe two index fingers on each side running up and down. I heard the shift of some clothing, and I imagined you were taking something off, but was it your shirt? Was it your pants? I couldn't tell. I wanted to reach you. I wanted to reach your lips with my lips. I wanted to kiss you. I wanted to taste you. But I had very little control with my hands tied behind me like that. The music and my dick throbbed. I felt you get off the bed. I heard more sounds of clothes. In my mind, you'd taken off everything, but I couldn't know, I couldn't see. I imagined you peeling down your panties. Imagined your beautiful pussy. Imagined you might fuck me, but I couldn't know. I felt the bed move again, but I couldn't tell exactly where you were. My cock was searching for you, standing straight up, jerking around. I wanted you so bad. And I felt it. Air. Warm air. Your breath, maybe. Covering my cock. I moaned then. I moaned. And now I started to beg. Please. That's it, just please. You laughed a little. Not cruelly, not mean. Amused, I think, at how little it took to make me beg. I'd been so stoic all night, and then just one exhale over my cock. And you had me begging. Please. please. It must have been your tongue and not a wet finger. It was so soft that began to trace up and down my cock. You held me then in one hand just to keep it still. While you licked all over my balls, the shaft, around the head. You took me in your mouth then, all the way down in one go, and held me there. Just let me throb and pulse, getting the feel of my heartbeat through my cock, all the way in your mouth. Then you took your mouth off and stepped away. I waited and I listened, hoping, praying you would come back and put me in your mouth again. But you didn't. I felt the depression of the bed. You put your knee next to my shoulder and swung, I guess, a leg over to the other side. And you lowered down onto my face. You must have been facing down my body, because I felt your ass on my nose and your wet, wet pussy on my mouth. You didn't need to tell me. I knew what I was supposed to do, and I did it. Out came my tongue and I licked. I licked everything I could reach. Your very inner thighs, the lips of your pussy, probing and pushing, trying to find your clit, sticking my tongue as far into you as I possibly could, searching for some kind of prize. And I must have done something right, because you got wetter, so, so wet. You ground your pussy into my face, pushing my nose up into your ass, pushing your pussy down onto my mouth, grinding against my tongue. And you leaned forward so that I could get my mouth around your clit. I could lick it and suck it. But it also gave you a chance to grab my cock. I heard you spit. I felt the wet thwap of your saliva hit it, and you began to rub it hard, fast, vigorous, up and down. But I knew better than to stop what I was doing, and I focused as hard as I could on pleasing your pussy, on making you come. It was like a little game to you now. Could you distract me enough by playing with my cock that I would forget to service your pussy? I would forget to lick around your clit. I would forget that my job right now wasn't to come. It was to make you feel good. And it wasn't easy to focus. You pulled on my balls. You ran a fingernail underneath, between my ass and my balls. You sucked on the head, into your mouth, making me so desperate to come. Fuck. I tried so hard to stay focused, to keep licking, to keep circling your clit. My thighs were jerking. Shaking, trembling. My stomach was trembling. I could feel it building. I could feel it coming. And you had no mercy. You sucked as hard and as fast as you could, pushing your pussy back into my face, covering my whole face with your wetness. And I could feel you getting close. I could feel your thighs trembling. I could feel your legs starting to shake, which is always the sign it's gonna be a big one. A big one. Oh, fuck. Come for me. Please come so I can come. Just let me. Just let me be good for you. So I can come. Please. I begged you. And then you did. You clamped your legs tight around my head, and you shook, and now you forgot my cock. You came for me. And as my mouth flooded, I began to... Oh, I came so hard for you. Oh, it went flying up into the air, and over your shoulder. I could hear it hitting your back. And you lay down over my legs, your boobs pressing into them. I could hear your chest, feel your chest rising and falling against my legs. You were breathing hard and heavy. You climbed off. You surprised me by pressing. pressing your mouth to my wet face, kissing and kissing me, your tongue probing my mouth, taking anything, everything it wanted. And then you lifted the blindfold, and I saw you smiling down on me, almost a look of gratitude, maybe? And you said, "Tomorrow, it's your turn."